What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girl Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo.
We are going to talk about something.
It's a little dicey.
Sure. It
could be seen a few different ways.
But, very, you know,
very specific, though, to like a gay relationship, you know?
Right.
We're really digging into the lesbian shit this episode.
We really are. Like the issues that only lesbians are, and not even only lesbians. Dude, I'm already fucking up. I'm already making assumptions that are probably not true.
Right.
And I'm going to have the internet after me because Everyone's woke nowadays.
Right, right. Plus also we're like so poppin'. So like, and you know, the whole internet's going to know.
And we're 15s. Yeah. So everyone's going to fucking know. We also forgot to mention last episode, okay. But then I deleted it. So I want to make sure I reiterate this point.
Oh, okay. Okay.
A big congratulations to you.
Right.
My co-host, Madison, mm-hmm. My business partner, mm-hmm. My friend, but mostly my business partner and co-host and roommate.
Friend is at the bottom.
Friend's at the very bottom. I want to say congratulations because mm-hmm. In case you missed it.
Yeah.
We got a hater.
Mm.
We got a hater online, bitch. Mm. We got someone coming through with the one-star review. We got someone coming through with the mean comments on Apple Podcasts. So I just want to say a big congratulations to you, Maddie.
Totally.
Because that means you guys know what that means, right?
I mean.
You guys know what that means.
I mean.
That means we fucking made it, bitch.
I mean, low-key, but high-key, celebs.
Yeah.
Celebs.
And you know what? Hey, whoever you are who put some fake-ass name.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to you, fucking Jazzy Wazzy 423 or whatever the fuck it was.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Anyway, so wanted to get that out of the way. Big right. Congrats. Hey, high five, bro. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Nice.
All right, now let's get into the dicey shit so that we can start to dig ourselves back into a hole that we told ourselves we weren't going to get in.
Yeah.
But let's just get into it.
We're just going to jump in.
Yeah. So I went on a date this week with a girl who has an ex-boyfriend.
Mm.
And you know what? Actually, Maddie, should you start this one off?
Since we're both familiar.
Maddie came to me one day.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. She had broken up with her ex-girlfriend of, what, 2 years?
Year, sure,
whatever the fuck it was.
Who cares?
And she had an ex-boyfriend. And she used to tell me about her thoughts and feelings about her girlfriend having an ex-boyfriend.
Meaning, like, the last relationship that my ex-girlfriend had was with a guy, was having a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So that's what I mean, like, or that's what I guess we mean when we're talking about, you know, girls having boyfriends. Not like just a boyfriend fucking in general ever. Right. Like it makes a difference of like.
Like an ex, the last relationship they were in was with a man.
Yeah.
Why were you insecure about your girlfriend having an ex-boyfriend or the last relationship being with a guy? Which one was it? Was it both?
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of both. They're kind of not, I can't really differentiate between the two because I don't know. It kind of feels like with one, you can't really have the other. But yeah, my insecurities, and it's hard to even say like these are the insecurities because they may not be the insecurities had it been somebody else, you know, but she led me down this road to believe that, you know, girls were where it was at and that's what she was interested in. That's what, you know, she saw for herself or, well, at least what I perceived because where we were and who I am is a girl and that's what's happening right now and that's what you're into right now. So I just assumed that was pretty global, you know, for the rest of our time together. And it always made me, I don't know, it's so hard to like even put into words because it's not necessarily like the simple fact that it was a guy to start with. from like the beginning, that doesn't really matter to me. But in the ways that she would talk to me about, like,
it was the way that she spoke about him to you that made you feel insecure.
Yeah.
Like, how would, like, how would she talk about him? Like, what do you, like, give examples?
Well, like, you know, in the ways of, I mean, the biggest thing was like sexually, you know, like she would tell me that she just wasn't used to having sex with a girl, number one, mm-hmm. but that also being like consistent, you know.
Would she say it as if it was a negative thing or was just different?
I mean, she would say it was just different, but it was negative, you know, like I could get the perception that it was not,
I disagree.
It was right.
It's much better to have sex with a girl, but also that's me. Like, right. I get.
Like, yeah, yeah. I mean, and I was like, I mean, confused, but like, okay, you know, like, sure, go off.
Sure, go off.
But yeah, you know, it was always like a. And you and I kind of talked about this. I'm trying to like articulate what the actual feeling was. And I think what the actual feeling was and kind of continues to be is I feel like if a girl comes from having been dating a guy, dating a man, whatever, that is what their sort of expectation of the next relationship would be, regardless of whether it's with another guy or another girl.
Expectation as far as sexually or everything, in everything?
Everything. Even in like emotional connections and like, you know, just everyday fucking, even being out at dinner and like, you know, holding each other's hands or something. Like that was always, I could tell that was always a thought in the back of her head.
Like she didn't want to hold hands with you because you were a girl?
Yeah. And it's hard to know that like she was in another relationship right before me that like none of this shit was ever even a consideration.
How do you know it wasn't a consideration? How do you know that holding hands at dinner with her boyfriend was not a consideration? Maybe she didn't like PDA. I'm playing devil's advocate here because are you putting that, are you assuming that or do you know that to be true?
No, I mean, I'm assuming it, but the assumptions didn't just kind of come out of nowhere, you know? Like, I mean, she said to me once, like, you know, I tried to like hold her hand or something. We were walking down the like street, going to a bar or something like that. And like, she kind of held my hand for a second and then like kind of let go and was like, I'm still just like, I don't know. Like, I still just sometimes like, I just feel weird, like with that. And I'm like, okay, you know, like, and also, I mean, even as far as like, you know, obviously I'm in a relationship and I love this person. I'm assuming that we're going to be together forever. And so that, you know, entails the next steps in our relationship and
like kids, having kids,
shit like that. And like, you know, there was so much of her like reassuring me that that was, yeah, the track that we were on and that was what was coming and that's what she wanted with the two of us. And so I was like, bet, like, so do I, you know, like, cool, great. It's glad to know that there's like reassurance in that. But then, you know, a couple weeks later, the next time we'd have the conversation, I would hear things like, well, you know, like, I want to have kids, but like, I want to have kids that are like my kids and I want them to be like part me and part the person that like is the other parent that I'm having the kids with. And like with you, like that's obviously not possible. So like, what are we going to do? And I'm like, yeah, what are we going to do? You fuck. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
it sounds to me, this just sounds like a lot of like, sorry, but just like toxic shit because she knows that you would never, ever be able to, it's not possible for it to be half you, half her. Exactly. That is just never going to happen.
Right.
Her having insecurities or feeling like it's different or maybe negative having sex with a girl versus having with a guy. Again, there's nothing you can do about that. So like your insecurities, when you would explain them to me, because you did mention these things before, that just sounds like she was just gaslighting you and like, oh, but you know, I still love you, but it's like, but you know that these things are never going to change.
Right.
So,
exactly. And that's what, yeah, I mean, that was it 100,000%. We talked about this too. You were like, well, if somebody was telling me that, like, I would just be like, okay, well, yeah, that's never going to happen. And you're able to like accept that and let it go. I feel like I hear that in my head and I'm like, yeah, that's fucking impossible. And that could never happen. But I'm trying to not be anymore, but I was such a pleaser and a need to fix that I was, the way that I thought about it was like, yeah, that's fucking impossible, but I'm never going to stop until it is possible.
Even right. Like
it's not fucking possible, like literally at fucking all.
Right. Because when you would say this shit and you would be upset about it, I asked you this last night and I'll ask you this, I'll ask you guys listening. if your girl dated a guy and you have the insecurity that she is going to leave you for a man, the way that I see it is, okay, so there's, it's really out of my control. Yeah. I think it would hurt less if a girl were to leave me for a man than if she were to leave me for another girl. Because I look at it as like, okay, so I could satisfy with a man, I'll simply never be a man. So like, I can't satisfy you in that way. So if that's what you're looking for, I will never meet that standard. I will never meet that bar. Yeah. But if you're leaving me for another girl, that breaks my heart more because that just means that you weren't in love with me. Yeah. You love girls, or you could love another girl, yeah, but you just don't love me. And I know the reason that I said this conversation was dicey, or I said this conversation is, you know, hard to put in a box, is because I understand how this could be seen as maybe biphobic, or like you're not understanding of like people can just love who they love. Totally. Listen, I get that. You, Maddie, gets that. Mm-hmm. We understand you can love who you love, whether it's a guy, a girl, somewhere in between, whatever the fuck, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. But we're just speaking from our experiences. Like, I just want to make that a disclaimer.
Right.
And I kind of fucked up over the weekend, and I actually apologized to this girl. So we went out, and I had like two cocktails, and I skipped dinner because I was working like super late. And then like we ended up going out, and I got like, I drank too fast, and then we're like talking, and so you know when you're drinking, you just kind of like say shit. Yeah, like, sure. So yikes.
I'm like going along with it just to make you feel better, but like, no.
But like, no. Well, I mean, I was just like being kind of like blunt and like, upfront, like asking her questions. But what I thought about it the next day, and I was like, I was out of bounds. Like, I was overstepping my, so I was asking her questions because her last relationship was with a guy. Mm-hmm. And like you, that did make me feel insecure, not in the way insecure as in like I can't satisfy what she needs, but insecure in the way of like, is she really gay or is she really bi? And I know that's so fucked up to think, because people could easily think that about me, because I've dated men my whole life, and like I've only been dating girls for like 2 years, mm-hmm, if that. So it's like I could very easily see how if I started dating a girl, they could be like, but are you really gay? Mm-hmm. And like, I have always felt this sense of internal pressure to like almost prove my gayness. So like, I don't even like talking about past relationships with men when I'm out on a date with a girl, right, or I'm dating a girl. Like, I almost want to pretend that that part of my life never existed, yeah, because I feel this pressure, or this like, that not even pressure from the outside, just my internal, my internal feelings, yeah, of like, I don't want people to be scared that I'm going to leave them for a man, because I truly have zero interest in ever dating a man ever again. Yeah. Will that change one day when I wake up on a fucking Thursday afternoon,
right,
after a nap or morning?
Like, why are you sleeping in on a Thursday?
Will that change when I wake up on a Thursday morning one day in 2076?
Yeah.
Who fucking knows?
Right.
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 But I know for now that's how I feel, and I never want someone else to feel insecure about that. So I almost tried to like boggle that part down, mm-hmm, of my life, mm-hmm, as opposed to make someone that I'm dating feel insecure about it, which is what I feel like you went through, mm-hmm, making someone feel insecure about the fact that they had been with a man previously. And I don't know if that was to fuck with you, mm-hmm, to make you feel like shit, which knowing in that relationship, it might have been. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I was asking her questions like, I straight up said, dude, I was like, oh, so you like know you like girls? Like, how? Mm-hmm. What? Excuse me?
You're like, can you fucking take a break?
Can I fuck off? Like, it was so not my place to ask that, and so not my like right, or like, first of all, it's not my fucking business. Mm-hmm. Secondly, if someone were to ask me that, I would tell them to fuck off, right?
Yeah,
so it's like, don't like, why do I need to validate my sexuality to you so that you feel better about being on a date with me?
Totally.
And the answer is, I don't need to.
Yeah.
So did she say that? No, because she's a fucking sweetheart and she's not a dickhead, right? But like the next day I apologized to her because I was like, I'm so sorry. Like that was so out of line, like so not my place. And if anyone's asking you about your sexuality, if anyone's asking you about like, you know, like who you've dated and this and that and all that, like I get how you could be insecure, but your insecurities are not someone else's problem.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it's also a part of her. It's a part of my ex. It's a part of the girl that I'm dating now. Like, it's a part of them. It's a part of their past. It's a part of who they are. It's a part of what they went through and what they experienced. And for you to try to minimize that, for you to try to deny it, for you to try to make somebody feel shitty about it, because I have some sort of weird, you know, mm-hmm. for some reason sensitivity over it. That's so fucking stupid. Right. And so not okay, not appropriate. And you're also not like, you're not experiencing that full person. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna just like cut off a part of their life because you just don't want to talk about it or whatever, mm-hmm. like, that makes no sense. Then right. you're not even like,
you're not really
getting to know this person.
It's different knowing full well that you're never going to have a baby half and half. Like mm-hmm. you just don't, that's part of the thing. Like that's not going to happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. So like, and don't say it.
Right. Exactly.
Cause if that's really a real issue for you, you know, and like when it comes down to it, like
then avoid it in the first place, then avoid don't it in the start fucking dating me.
Right. Or decide that that's not for you. And then you guys like break up, but don't right. like, you right. can't, don't make someone else feel guilty about the fact that like, you can't change something about yeah. them. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you can't change your mm-hmm. eye color. Mm-hmm. You just can't. Yeah. So it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like, the insecurity is really your problem. It's my problem. Mm-hmm. It's your problem.
Yeah.
If you have a problem with your girl having an ex, it's, in the like the standards or the questions or like the need to know all of these things up front,
yeah,
is so just like out of line, especially when people don't even know their own sexuality right. to begin with.
100%.
Like, you could call I'm fucking a masculine lesbian one day and then a femme bitch the next, and then maybe bi, and then 99% gay. Like, it's just so on a spectrum. Mm-hmm. And so don't ask me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Like, it's just not that fucking serious, you know? And like, yeah, the point that you made, which is really how I just need to like reframe my fucking thinking. But it's like, yeah, if that's what you want, then all right, see you later. You know, like, yeah, I'm not going to give you that. And if you think that you're going to get that from this, like, you're the fucking stupid one. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, not to be shitty, but like, that really is how it is. And I need to be the one to be able to recognize that. And I need to be the one to be able to be like, okay, well, you know, I yeah. still have what I have, and that's going to be good enough for somebody else, or that's just good enough for me. I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's ridiculous to like, yeah, care in a way that could like, you know, fuck up your relationships with people, mm-hmm. your trust in people, your belief, whatever, you know?
Yeah. I mean, secondly, is that it's almost like the, I mean, this is also coming from like the way we grew up, which is super traditional, of like getting with him or like marrying a man for the sake of like going along with, you know, what they should be doing, like the traditional standard of like mm-hmm. dating a man and like marrying a man and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And financially being taken care of and having babies and all that stuff. Cause like, I think about that.
Totally.
I do.
Yeah. That was a huge part as well. Like, I knew that I couldn't provide for her. Her ex-boyfriend also like made hella money and like mm-hmm. they did shit all the time and like just never had to worry about it. Yeah. She didn't have to worry about shit. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, like, and we've talked about this even in previous episodes, you know, relationships between two girls, like even if there is, you know, one person makes money, whatever, blah, 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 there is that still sort of like ambiguity, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. that like, I think you just kind of naturally figure out, girls do at least, and it's not like that big of a deal. But I could tell that like every once in a while, it was like, I could just see like the wheels turning in the back of her head, you know, of like this isn't what I'm used to and this isn't what I thought like for me.
See,
you know?
Okay, because I hear that. Okay, this is where I hear that and I'm like the op, like I am so, I do, okay, as far as like dating a man, the things I do think about are, I do think about the financial thing. I think about having a baby and then my husband's off to work and all that stuff. But I also think about girls I've dated and like it being that exactly where we would like split cost of things all the time. I have thought about having kids with girls I've dated, you know? And like the happiness that I felt at that time with those girls, outweighed by a long shot, like the feeling of being financially taken care of by a man, because I was so obsessed the idea of being with these women that, like, at the time, because every time, every person I date, I think I'm going to marry. Psychopath. I'm not kidding. Awkward. Every awkward. Oh, awkward. Yeah. Shit. Hey, if we dated, thought we were going to get married at one point. Just FYI.
Scroll through wedding venues.
Picking out rings. And I thought we would be, you know, together forever. Yeah, maybe not married,
course,
but.
Of course.
So that to me, I don't understand, because I'm like, I was so like into it with these girls that the thought of like being like, oh, well, maybe I should consider being with a man because of the like paying the split dinner costs. Like, yes, that is something that would be nice.
Yeah.
Like them always taking care of it financially, but it does not weigh my feelings toward the girls I've dated in the past.
Exactly. And I think what you're saying is what I wanted her to say, and she was never going to say that. Mm. I think that's exactly it, is I wanted to feel like, yeah, I wasn't this, but I was far and beyond anyways. So like, whatever, it didn't fucking matter, you know? And I wasn't made to feel that way.
You shouldn't feel that way. Or if you are dating a girl and you feel that way, you almost like, then don't do it.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, again, yeah, it's my fucking job to be like, hey, no, it doesn't feel good. Let's not do this.
Yeah.
And I, you know, yeah, I wasn't able to. And luckily I went through it and kind of sort of hopefully am able to now, you know, but it's a hard thing to like parse out in the moment, you know, because again, like you're being told and you're seeing and you're next to me, not next to a guy. So like, obviously, like, obviously, that's all that I remember just always feeling that way. Well, obviously, but then, you know, we get to the end of our relationship or whatever, whatever. And she's had her boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend in her back pocket the whole fucking course of our relationship, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that leads into like the boundaries and all that stuff too, that we've talked about in the past. 100%. And like being the people pleaser thing, like you got to teach people how to treat you.
I also too, just to be like a man-hating lesbian for 2 seconds.
Oh, please do. I just said not me ever.
Yeah, literally never. Those words will never come out of your mouth.
I know.
I just would never want, I mean, I date very hot girls. You know what I mean?
Really, you do.
Really quick, low-key brag, date very hot girls.
High-key brag.
Would never, ever, ever want a man to be anywhere near any of those women. You know what I mean? Like, I just think about it. I'm like, oh my God, ew. Like a man, like having this girl, are you fucking kidding me? No, you know what I mean? Like, and I just think about it in that way of like.
Like why? Like it grosses you out or like.
Like you don't deserve it. You know, like I just could never like.
I know, bro, I get that. Thinking
about any of the girls that I've ever dated, whether they're hot or not. I didn't mean to like or specify that only hot girls matter, you know?
You meant to say that you date hot girls and you also wanted to throw in there that you don't want them to date men, but you had to make sure everyone knew that you only date really hot girls.
Yeah, 100%.
Douchebag.
Yeah.
Douche 3000.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're working on it. We're working on it. Actually, you're just rubbing off on me. That's all it is. So maybe we should, maybe I should move out low-key.
Low-key. No, I know. I feel you. I honestly, it's honestly, dude, when I thought, because the girl that I was with over the weekend, she said something about that shit too, about like, she referred to her ex-boyfriend and we were like in her apartment. And I was like, I thought about her ex-boyfriend being in the apartment and them having sex in that apartment. And it like bothered me.
Yeah.
And I'm not even like dating this girl. Like we just like literally it was like our second date. And I'm like, it just, but if she said it was with a girl, I might be like, oh, like, okay, whatever. Yeah. Like, which is so weird to.
Yeah, sometimes I feel that way. Like you were saying, like you would feel better if a girl left you for another girl, or you would feel worse if a girl left you for another girl because, like, at least it's the same sort of playing field.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, in my past relationship, in, you know, maybe times that I'm thinking about now, like, I almost. I feel the opposite. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, sure. Like another girl, I guess, whatever. Like, go do your thing, you know? Yeah. But yeah, if it were to be, if she were to go back to her ex-boyfriend or fucking whatever, you know, tell me she put guys back on Hinge, I'd be like, nah.
Like, you'd feel like shit.
Yeah. Like, it would be like, okay, you know, mm-hmm. like that would just for some reason.
Well, you're triggered because of your ex. That's honestly what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, because I would just be like, bet, okay, then like, yeah. like, yeah, it would be annoying.
Yeah, because also too, like sometimes like it, I literally could give two fucks. Sometimes I like laugh about it and I'm like, you know, whatever. It literally runs, goes in one ear and out the other. And then sometimes like, you know, there's ever like a memory shared or like a story or, you know, I went here, like we went mm-hmm. to a restaurant and like, oh, we had gone here, whatever sort of thing. I'm like, never coming back here again.
Yeah.
I'm going to burn this place down. You know what I mean? Like,
all right. You need to take a beat. You are definitely triggered.
I know. Yeah. Bro, I know. And it's shitty too, because I'm just like, oh, what the fuck can I do about it? Number one. Number two, why do I care?
You care because you feel like it was like a big problem in your last relationship.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a journey. It's definitely something we gotta work on, maybe. I don't know.
I guess a few therapy appointments regarding.
You know what? It's just, and it's, yeah, I can't get mad at, or not mad. I'm not mad. I can't have feel some type of way about like someone having an ex-boyfriend when I've had ex-boyfriends my whole life too. It doesn't, and it doesn't discredit my gayness at all. It shouldn't discredit anyone's sexuality at all, and you don't need to justify it to anyone. Mm-hmm. So let's just leave it there.
Sure.
You don't need to justify your sexuality to anyone. You really don't. And if anyone ever asks you why you think you like girls like I did over the weekend, just tell them to fuck right off.
Big time.
And then apologize.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Subscribe, write, review, subscribe. On that note, follow us on Instagram.
Oh no.
@Blake_Aaron_
Madison Howe.
All right. We'll see you on the next one.
Peace.
Peace.